starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 66 on our journey towards financial freedom. I came across this morning a very interesting pattern on the number of listeners of this podcast. The graph is actually closely correlated with the market movements. When markets do well, my podcast does well, and much less when the contrary would occur. However, the average listening time increases, boosted by the beloved subscribers' base. But I believe this is interesting, as the overwhelming majority of people would entertain a strong belief that they should start investing when markets are trending positive again, motivated by short-term goals. Whereas I can assure you that to start investing today, when the markets are trending on the negative, would be an excellent move for the long term. Should I take a long look at my companies right now, they are all trading on a very interesting discount, and I believe the upcoming few days could be a very good time to start your journey. For those who have committed already, just be patient. I have no other tip to give you, and stop thinking about those guys who are currently acquiring stocks cheaper than you did. They do not matter, as the majority of them will sell them as soon as they can make a profit. Not you. You will look at your gains in 10 or 15 years. What you could do now, if you have cash on hand, is to increase possibly your positions in your current companies to lower your average further. A good way, as you would increase your dividends as well. At the same time, a win-win. What am I looking at? I have my eyes currently on Apple at the moment. While being my largest position, I can't wait for the stock to drop at Q4 2018 levels. It seems well on its way, as 17% of their revenue comes from China. Their next quarterly earnings will happen mid of July, and should the US-China tension keep the momentum in addition to the expected drop in their top line revenues and profits as a result, I might as well get an opportunity to lower my own average for my favorite stock. So there will be nothing stopping me building cash. Until then, the opportunity seems quite promising. As you can also judge, I look at no other sector, no other stock, no other trend but the companies I love and understand. There is no need, and when the opportunity occurs, I will go all in. I am less than $10,000 away from my next milestone. I was closer not so long ago, but it is best not to count on pure capital growth when you build wealth, but rather on your ability to inject more capital through diligently creating disposable income for the purpose of investments. Such is achieved through successful re-engineering of yourself and adjust to a lifestyle that will fully support this. I would like, however, to be clear. You oversee the organization of your life, but there are three things important in mind, I believe, and such as health, relationships, and wealth. There are two pillars, health and relationships, that come before wealth, and your level of commitment to them are paramount for the third to ever happen, I believe. Ask yourself what you are currently doing to improve all three. For my part, the coming week will focus on relationships. I will be in Singapore on a last-minute business trip as of Sunday for the full week, and I will be traveling with my lovely wife, who is, believe me, very much looking forward to leave our current location for a few days, as I am. I will refer you back to the episode about sacrifice. I wish you all a fantastic Friday.